yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be talking about testing. That's right, testing. For further information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at feel29.com. Feel29.com. As always, this year, over 750,000 people will die of heart disease. And an additional 550,000 will die of cancer. And an astounding 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. This year alone, there will be 23 million new type 2 diabetic people in the United States. This year alone. In 1950, there was a total of 1 million diabetics in the entire United States. Last year, there were over 350,000 visits to physicians. In the same time, there was 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioner. Why is that? It's that because people are looking for cures. They're looking to be helped. They're looking to get off the medication. They're tired of going to physicians and having them write a prescription in the first 2 minutes that they show up into the office. They want to know what is wrong with me and how can we resolve it. They're tired of doctors putting band-aids on their problem, because we know in the United States, if you're 15 and you're depressed, if you're 18 and you have high blood pressure, if you're 20 and you have diabetes, you are going to be on medications for the rest of your life. They don't want to be on that anymore. They want to be cured so they can be off the medication. They want that band-aid off and they want that sore cured. Well, today we're going to be talking about testing. And why is that important? Well, I always say, before you know where you're going, you have to know where you are. See, if I was to tell you to go, if I was to give you direction to New York City, the directions would change based on where I'm starting from. If I'm trying to get to New York City from New Jersey, I take the George Washington Bridge. If I want to get into New York City from Hawaii, I would either take a plane or a boat and then drive or fly. You see, so where you are makes a difference. Now, when I say testing, I am talking about testing that you don't normally get from your doctor. Things like genetic testing, things like micronutrient testing, things like food sensitivity testing, like neurotransmitter testing, like minerals testing, toxic metals testing. You know, as a physician, I had never done one of those tests until about 5-8 years ago. Until then, you know, I didn't even know much about these things because they don't teach you these things in medical school. They don't. They teach you to do a CBC and a CMP, and then you write a prescription. If your CBC and your CMP is okay, the world is perfect. All your labs are normal. So therefore, you're not, there's nothing wrong with you. Or you're not hypothyroid because your thyroid is normal. The lab says it. But doctor, I am tired. I'm run down. I have no energy. I'm cold all the time. My skin is dry. My hair is falling out. I look at food and I gain weight. No, it's not your thyroid. I'm sorry. It's in your head. No. The problem is your thyroid. But, like anything else, we put bandages. We're quick to write a script. We don't do the test. Now, how many of you guys who have told your doctor that has ever had a mineral testing done to see what's wrong with your thyroid? You see, to make a thyroid hormone, your body needs zinc, iodine, magnesium, and selenium. Those are minerals. If you're low in any of those minerals, you cannot make thyroid hormone. Did anyone check those before they told you your thyroid was fine? No, they didn't, did they? Did they check your vitamins? Because without vitamin B2 and B6, you cannot make a thyroid hormone. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about doing the right tests to make sure things work. You know, I told you all so many times that the tools for your bodies are minerals, vitamins, and enzymes. Without those, you cannot make a single thing. Yet, how many of you can tell me that your doctor has done a micronutrient test on you? Ever. A micronutrient test will tell you about your minerals and your vitamins and your enzymes. It will tell you what's going on in your body, whether you're low in these vitamins. How many of you out there going getting B12 shots? Well, do you know there's 9 different B vitamins? And then if you give yourself a shot of B12, you actually could be hurting yourself because when your body has 1 B vitamins, it tries to use it up and it uses all the other B vitamins. And so it makes you short on the other B vitamins. It's like if you make a cake and you put too much sugar in it, then you have to put more flour and more other stuff to compensate for the sugar. Well, that's what your body does. So if you out there getting B12 shot, you need a B complex to go along with it. That means all the other B vitamins to go along with the B12. Works a lot better than that. So let's talk about the first testing. We talk about micronutrient testing. Now, I use SpectraCell and I use Genova for that testing. But SpectraCell does an incredible job of doing micronutrient testing. What they do is they take your blood and they will tell you what your minerals are, what your vitamins are, and it'll tell you how much you need to replace it each day to get it up to speed. That's what they would do. They'll tell you those things. Those things are very, very important because minerals and vitamins are needed to make things in your body. You cannot make a single cell. You cannot make a single enzyme. You cannot make a hormone. You cannot make a neurotransmitter. You cannot make a muscle. You cannot make anything in your body without minerals and vitamins and enzymes. They are your tools to your body. So micronutrient testing is very, very important to you. Next, genetic testing. Well, what's so important about genetic testing? Well, you know, genetic testing is the future because it will tell you, you know, no two people are alike. Our genes determine much of how our bodies respond to our behaviors, external stimuli, and the environment. Genetic testing is a proactive way for anyone ready to take control of his or her life, her health, and wellness through lifestyle modification. You know, you shouldn't even try to lose weight without doing some genetic testing. For athletes, those who need help with weight management and those who with other lifestyle needs, genetic testing allows you to develop a custom science-based solution based on your individual genetic traits. Those include, you know, the individual diet preferences and behaviors, the effects on your metabolism, as well as on your body response to physical activity. Well, let me give you an example. I'm just going to read you my genetic test. Now, this is just one page out of 71 pages. All right. And this is just what it told me. Diet. It says, eat a diet low in fat instead of a low carbohydrate, Mediterranean or other diet. Try to tame your eating behavior. You have a genetic variant associated with an increased food desire, and you may be willing to put in extra effort to get the foods you like. Therefore, you may have to work harder at self-control. That's what my genetics is telling me. You may indulge more than average on tempting foods, as you have a genetic marker associated with eating disinhibition. Reduce your exposure to foods that tempt you. As anyone who has enhanced bitter taste perception, which I have through my genetics, you may not like the taste of certain healthy vegetables, such as broccoli or leafy vegetables. Now I know why I hated those when I was a child. Try recipes that mask the bitter flavors without adding too much calories. Since you have decreased sensitivity to sweet taste, you may need to watch how much sugar or other caloric sweeteners such as agave nectar, honey, or other syrups are in the foods you eat. That's what it tells me about diet, just for me. Then they talk about nutritional needs. You have a genetic variant associated with lower vitamin B6 levels. Be sure your diet includes food rich in vitamin B6, such as dark green leafy vegetables, whole grains, legumes, poultry, fish, and eggs. You know, I did a spectral cell test, and guess what? My vitamin B6 was low. My B12 was also low. And hear what my genetics says. You have a genetic variant associated with lower vitamin B12. Be sure your diet includes foods rich in vitamin B12, such as meat, fish, poultry, and milk products. You can also obtain B12 from fortified foods and vitamin supplements. Your genetic profile suggests you are able to maintain slightly higher than average levels of vitamin E, a protective antioxidant. Exercise. This is what it says about exercise for me. It says your genetics are associated with enhanced health benefits from endurance exercises such as mid-long distance walking, jogging, or bicycling. Strength exercise such as weight resistance may also be helpful. You have a genetic variant associated with being overweight. You can lower your chances by leading a physical active lifestyle. Exercise may have an enhanced benefit by increasing your HDL cholesterol levels. You have a genetic variant some call the splinter gene. The most elite power athletes also have. Thus, you may have an increased ability for sports or exercise that require fast bursts of muscle power, such as sprinting or weightlifting. You know, I don't exercise much, and I don't like that, but I can exercise for 2 weeks, and you can tell I develop tremendous muscles just exercising for 2 weeks. And then my muscle stays on. I would go 6 months, and my muscles are right there. And then I'd exercise a little bit more, and guess what? I'd be right in shape again. So this is right in line with me. Now, this is metabolic health from my genetic test. You have a higher than average genetic risk for obesity. If you are having difficulty controlling your weight, you should take action as soon as possible to reduce your risk. Regardless of your current weight, your Pathway Fit report provides you with guidance that can help you achieve and maintain healthy weight. So this is telling me all the things I need to do to control my weight and to be healthy. And this is all from a genetic test. You know, we have people going out there doing all kinds of exercises, and they have no clue whether the exercise they do is the best for them. With genetic testing, you will be able to tell. You know, diet, scientific studies demonstrate that certain nutrients turn specific genes on or off. We can now identify an individual's triggers, like they did for me. Eating behaviors. By identifying an individual's patterns, including snacking habits and timing of meals, we can help you develop a plan to modify your lifestyle in a way that can lead to weight loss. Food reactions. We all like certain foods, but not always for taste. You can identify genetic marks that affect cravings for caffeine, sensitivity to taste of salty, sweet, or bitter foods and drinks, and lactose intolerance. You can get all those from nutritional testing and, of course, exercise and for weight programs and for metabolic health. So genetic testing is very, very important. Once again, you're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on KTSA 550 Radio. And remember, you can get further information from the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at feel29.com. And I want you to remember that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is now available. You can go to the website growyoungeragain.com and order the book. And when you go there, you'll get a free chapter. You'll get my first chapter, which is medical myths, and it will blow you away because it talks about all the myths out there that you're being told and the actual facts. All right. And you, when you read that chapter, you're going to say, my gosh, I can't believe it. So anyhow, getting back to testing. Why do we need testing? We need testing because we don't know how to get where we're going if we don't know where we are. All right? Now you can do testing through, that will test what kind of foods you have food sensitivities to or foods that you have food allergies to. You know, usually if you have an allergy to food, you know right away because you either swell up or you get itching or you feel terrible. You know, those are food allergies. But the important one is the food sensitivities. Those are the things that you like the most. You're more likely to be sensitive to something that you enjoy. You know, for me, shellfish, I have a food sensitive to shellfish. And I know that every time I eat seafood, the next morning when I wake up, I can't put my rings on my hand because I retain water. So I get swollen. So some of you women out there, when you eat foods that you're sensitive to, you can gain weight. You can have problems losing weight because of the foods you're eating. And usually the foods you're sensitive to are the foods you like the most. You should never eat the same food every day because if you eat the same food every day, you're more likely to get a food sensitivity to that food. Right. One of the ways to take care of this problem is what you call a rotation diet. And with a rotation diet, what you do is you stop all the foods you're eating, and then you start with one particular food. And you do it. And then if you don't have a problem to it, you add a second food. And then a third food. And so you gradually keep adding the foods that you like to it. And then if you do have a reaction, you know that that's what you have a problem with. And that's one way that you can use a rotation diet to help you lose weight and to get you off your food sensitivities. So testing for food allergies and food sensitivity is very important especially if you're overweight, to know that. All right? Testing your neurotransmitters. Well, why is that important? Well, your neurotransmitters is your brain hormones. They're the ones that controls your emotions. You know, your depression, your anxiety, your ADHD. Those are the things that are controlled by your neurotransmitters. When you take, psych drugs, it affects your neurotransmitter. B12 and B6, vitamin B6 and B12 are very important for your neurotransmitters. So if you're low in those will affect your neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters are things like dopamine, serotonin. Those are neurotransmitters. Norepinephrine, those are all neurotransmitters, and they affect your mood and everything you do. So making sure that you have the right nutrition will help because your body uses amino acid to make your neurotransmitters. You know, if I put my hand on a hot stove, well, there has to be a signal from my hand to my brain that tells my brain it's hot. And then my brain's got to send a signal back to my hand to tell me to move my hand. Well, your neurotransmitter coordinates all that. And if your neurotransmitters are off, your perception is off. So therefore, you may leave your hand longer on there and burn your hands, or it becomes very painful for you. So knowing what your neurotransmitters are doing is very, very important. Having a test on that would be great for you. Now, we mentioned thyroid earlier. thyroid, knowing what your nutrition is going to affect what, how your thyroid does. You know, your thyroid hormone needs minerals and vitamins to function properly. Other vitamins. Well, there are certain vitamins which are considered fat-soluble, vitamin D, vitamin K, vitamin E. Those are all fat-soluble vitamins. Those are vitamins that the body stores. The water-soluble vitamins, which are the B vitamins and vitamin C, are not stored in the body. And you need to provide that to your body every day so your body can do what it needs. Now, those vitamins are instrumental. Your B vitamins and C vitamins are instrumental for your body's energy. B vitamins are involved in almost all the energy processes in your body. So when you're low in B vitamins, you are not going to have energy. Tell you that you're not going to have. So you need to make sure that you optimize your minerals. All right. Now the other thing that you want to know about minerals is that, we talked previously that the foods that you eat is low in minerals and vitamins compared to the past. And therefore, most of us will need supplementation because there isn't enough nutritional value in the foods we eat. All right. And that organic foods are readily absorbed by the body. Inorganic foods are not. What does that mean? Organic foods are foods which come from animals or plants which have been alive. Anything that was alive. So organic is from animals or plants. Inorganic are from dead sources. So in other words, if I grab a handful of dirt and put it in my mouth, that would be inorganic, and that my body cannot absorb that. But let the root of the tree goes into that same soil and pull the minerals and vitamins out of it and put it into the fruit or vegetables. Suddenly it becomes organic, and now the body can absorb it. All right. So we talked about doing micronutrient testing, genetic testing. We talked about doing food sensitivity testing, and we talked about neurotransmitter testing. But we also need to talk about, if you want to be healthy, you also need to know where your body is. You know, and that's what I use something called physio age. And it can tell me exactly, you know how old you are chronologically, based on the date you were born. But you don't know how old you are physiologically. Physiologically means that how old is your skin? How old is your heart? How old is your arteries? In other words, you may be 45 years old, but your lungs may be 70. Yes, your lungs may be 70. And if your lungs are 70, you're as old as the oldest part of your body. So if your lungs are 70 and all the rest of you is 45, you are a 70-year-old because your lungs are going to expire quickly and then you're going to die. So knowing how your actual physiological age of your body will help us design a program to optimize those areas. For instance, just because your lungs are 70 years old, we can actually give you exercise that you can do to make your lungs younger and healthier. Just like, you know, if your muscles are that of a 70-year-old, you can do an exercise program and get your muscles up to shape, and now your muscles can be as any 30-year-old muscles, because you have exercised your muscles. In the same token that you can exercise and make your muscles better, you can actually exercise your lungs and make your lungs better. You can exercise your heart and make your heart stronger and better. You can exercise your brain and make your brain young and healthier. So we do something called physio age, which what it does, it tells you the physiological age of the different organs in your body, and then we put together a program where you can optimize your body by starting with the worst part of your body and making it better and progress through that. So that's what you call physio age testing. Now, there are other testing that you can do for toxic metals. Toxic metals, you know, if you have fillings, you have toxic metals. All right. If you live near factories or in lots of dust and pollution, you have toxins. If you're a coal miner, you have toxins in your body. If you work in a hair place, you have toxins in your body. If you work in anything, whether it's perfume or paint or whatever it is, you have toxins in your body. And these toxins that get in your body, they cause neurotoxicity. They go in your brain. They go into your muscles. They go into your bones. They go into all of your body and cause your body to have problems. You can easily come in and get those tested. And when you get those tested, then we can do chelation. We can do other kinds of detox to get rid of the stuff in your body. Because those things all affect how your body ages and what. Your skin. You know, if you don't detox your skin's going to be that. You may be 40 years old, but your skin will look like that of a 65 years old. Well, detoxing your skin will make your skin look vibrant. When we use laser and we do laser treatments on your face, we are detoxing your skin in your face. Then after we do that, then you can, all the nutrients that you put in your face can now be absorbed into your body. When you do a micro laser peel, same thing. So detoxing your body and knowing where you are is all very, very important to your body. So like I said, testing is very important. These are tests that I tell you that if you look back, if you ask your doctor, you've not had any of these tests. These things are very important to your life. You know, and once again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams on the Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set Me Free. You can get further information at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558, or on the web at feel29.com, feel29.com. Want to remind you that my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again, is now in print. You can get a copy from growyoungeragain.com. And if you go to that website, you are going to get the first chapter free, which is my chapter on medical myths. Powerful, powerful chapter. And you're also going to get a signed copy of the book by going through my website. If you can also go to Barnes & Noble's, or you can go to Amazon and all the other things to get the book, but you won't get a signed copy unless you go to my website. All right, and get it. Thank you again. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Have a blessed day and enjoy the rest of the day. And remember one thing. You can never get to where you want to go until you know where you are.